Student one, we're doing the beginning. We've already met once. This is our second interview.
Okay.
About CAS. Okay, go ahead and take a look at the different learner outcomes. And since the last time we met, what would you say you have done that fills some of these?
Okay, well, for the increased awareness of your own strengths and areas of for growth, I have definitely learned that me and little children do not really get along very well.
Okay.
I volunteered for a bunch of carnivals at different schools, and we have to deal with, you know, elementary kids and play with them and entertain them, and didn't go so well.
How old are the kids?
They range from 6 to 11-ish, 12-ish.
Okay, and what kinds of things were you doing with these kids?
Oh, well, one time I was in charge of the beanbag toss, which was very fun. And I did like it when the kids helped me, you know, clean up the beanbags. But, no, we actually had some really bratty kids that just wanted to get prizes.
Okay.
And then, you know, you have, like, the kids shoving and pushing, and I'm just... Like, you know, some people have that talent, and kids really like them, and they can play with kids. I'm an only child, so I'm not really used to, like, playing with little kids, and I never know, like, what age you can, how you can treat them, or, like, I always get worried when they, like, jump off things, if that makes sense.
So how did you try, tell me some of the things you tried to do to deal with the bratty ones.
Okay,
give me a scenario.
All right, so... I guess one scenario was I had these four kids, mm-hmm. and they were older. They were older than the other children. I'd say maybe 10-ish.
Okay.
And the other kids were, like, 6. And they were, like, pushing in the front of the line, and the parents weren't really doing anything about it. And, you know, there was maybe 10 kids in all. Mm-hmm. It was pretty hectic.
And you were responsible for all 10?
Well, just, like, for right there, because, like, okay. I was in charge of the beanbag toss, which was what they were all in line for.
Okay.
And so, I mean, like, it was having to talk and asking them, well, you know, like, it was, I guess there's, like, that not child voice, but, you know, like, kind of how you treat, because it was just like, okay, well, you know, if you guys will go to the back of the line and you have to wait your turn, let's let these new kids come, mm-hmm. you already done this, you know, it's okay, like, but you have to be, like, cool with them.
Right.
And I'm just not used to dealing with little kids. So, I've grown as a person, definitely.
Maybe. In what way?
Because I can deal with little kids. This is a big step.
So would you go back and do this again?
No.
No, but I can't. You've learned how to deal with them, but you know this is not your deal.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Well, what have you done since I saw you last that you feel is your deal?
Is my deal? I've definitely volunteered at Habitat for Humanity a lot.
Okay.
Which is really awesome and amazing, and I can now... deal with certain power tools, which is pretty scary.
Is that new for you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it is. And, like, it's not even what's new, but it's just, like, they put me, like, sometimes I'll be in charge. I usually take care of the registration desk, and so, you know, I have to, like, run around and ice drinks and take care of the food. And it's also thinking about, like, new ways of coming up with ways that we can get donations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I talked to Beth and Gwen. They're the two ladies that kind of head these two builds that we're doing.
Right.
And I talked to them about that and just, you know, like, what we can do to improve the overall experience for everybody and for the homeowners. And
did you come up with any concrete ideas for them?
We were thinking about having a nails for nickels idea. Like, I read about on it in the internet in Florida, but just having, like, buckets and taking them to different elementary schools and the kids can put their change in. But I'm not sure how far that will go because those elementary schools do a lot of other fundraisers.
Right.
So it's just, it's definitely trying to get to a different market.
Okay. And the Habitat for Humanity, how many times have you been working on the same house?
All year. So that's about almost every Saturday.
And have you had an opportunity to actually meet the family?
Yes.
Tell me about
that. I met the lady of the one house I've been building, and she was really sweet, really nice. But I didn't actually get to talk to her for very long, and it was just kind of like we were talking about, you know, how cool it was that everyone was doing it. But I actually, when I was... sometimes when I'll walk, I'm walking in the neighborhood, and it's a very run-down neighborhood, and I actually had a lady from a house across the street run over to me, and I was pretty startled, and she stopped me in the middle of the street and was, you know, talking to me. She was like, you know, thank you so much for doing this and coming out, and the entire neighborhood appreciates what you've been doing for these people, and
So how did that make you feel?
It was all warm and fuzzy. I was really startled, and it was so nice because it was really unexpected.
Uh-huh.
And it was something that I really wasn't aware of how much of an impact that, you know, this was making even on the neighborhood. But when you have people stopping you in the middle of the street and thanking you, and like I had to walk about a block to get to my car, and there was a lot of families outside, and they would like smile at me and stuff, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, that usually doesn't happen when you're walking down the middle of a street,
right?
But I had my little Habitat for Humanity shirt on, so that was pretty much a
how often do you go over there then?
I haven't been able to go very recently, but I would say maybe once or twice a month.
That's good.
So yes, been doing that.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Anything else you've been up to?
I've been helping with the French Club
here
at Plano East. We are actually thinking about doing another fundraiser. I can talk about our fundraiser.
Let's hear it.
Okay, not the donation. I was thinking about it. So the donations. We're actually going to be donating to the Darfur area of Senegal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're raising money for this program. And it's a really awesome program because you can buy. It's what we're doing for the IBSSA too, which I've also been up to.
Okay.
But for French Club, you know, and you buy the items. You can buy, like, chickens to feed a village,
right,
a well for fresh water. And so we've been getting that planned. I made the donation boxes. I've been talking to people about it. And we're actually corresponding with the IBSSA donation project.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were
the
aware.
The one in Ethiopia?
Yeah, the Ethiopia one. But I don't know if we're donating to different areas or different things.
Okay.
But because I'm an officer in the French Club and the IBSSA, it's kind of nice to see how that's working hand in hand.
Sure.
And so we've just been getting that up and running. We've been trying to get people to know about it,
mm-hmm,
which is kind of a problem.
Okay.
Here, I mean, just because, like, you know, there's not announcements and people don't really read signs.
Right.
And, you know, even if I stand up in front of all my classes, there's going to be people that don't know about it. And it's trying to get people passionate about it because it's such an awesome program. I think it's really, really cool.
So the hurdle you have right now is just awareness.
Yeah, awareness. And, you know, there's always the problem with teenagers that they don't really want to donate their money.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, just like empty out your pockets, you know, just a couple dimes, nickels, pennies. Mm-hmm. It's all great. So that's been really cool. I'm really excited for that, actually.
Good. Now, when does all of that come to fruition? When is that done and you guys are ready to send the check?
We're making it a contest, so I think it's ending in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm kind of worried that in those 2 weeks that no one's going to get really excited and pumped because it is a contest between classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that'll help definitely if we can get people. Once the ball gets rolling, it'll kind of snowball, hopefully.
Is it specific to IB classes, or is it our entire campus?
For the IBSSA, it's to the TOK, the Theory of Knowledge, and the English rooms.
Okay.
So it kind of is only for IB, since uh-huh, those were the only teachers, like, we felt we really could get it out to.
Okay.
And for the French Club, it's just in the French classes,
community.
The French
okay
community. But we're going to have a prize, and so in 2 weeks, it'll be over, and I think we'll just, you know, we'll just get the money in, and I'm not really sure who's handling the check, who's giving the check, but, you know, once we actually have the money, that'll be a big step to sending it.
Great. Okay. Anything else, or anything you have coming up that you plan?
I'm trying to think. Not that I can really think of off the top of my head. I mean, I can talk about French Symposium. I'm
okay
not sure how much that relates to CAS, but, well, it's creativity. This is a great one. Okay.
Good, tell me about it.
So I joined the vocal group,
mm-hmm,
for French Symposium. I'm tone deaf.
There's a challenge.
Yeah, so that's been really interesting because we meet up Saturdays and Tuesdays and sometimes just Fridays after school, you know, for the fun of it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, because, like, I've never been in choir. Ever. Like, in fifth grade, all those kids joined choir. I was one of those people that played, like, some little instruments that you hit, like the triangle or something.
Right.
I don't know. So I've never ever sang in my life for anything, and I'm in this vocal group, and there's only six of us, and I am actually the alto.
Yes.
Alto. And so I usually just stay on one note, but the thing about the alto is that we kind of do our own thing, and the sopranos and the second sopranos go off.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they have the melody, and we're just here, like, da-da-da-da. I don't know. And so that's been really intense for me, because I don't know really how to sing, but I've been trying.
Well, that's
I've
good.
Definitely been trying.
Well, how do you feel about it, then?
I'm really, really nervous. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, there's, like, that, I'm gonna let you down, and I just kind of hang to my, like, my buddy, and I'm like, okay, what are you singing? And I try to match to that. But I'm always worried that, like, I'm gonna go flat, so I have to think a lot more than everybody else. But that's definitely been a challenge. And I have my little tape,
uh-huh.
and I listen to it, and, like, what before I go to bed, and I just, like, sing along to it in
the
car.
It seems like you're enjoying it.
So I'm yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's exciting.
All right. Well, it sounds great. I think we're fine until next time we meet.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
Fun.